This is Mike Osborne for WMOT Roots Radio News. A Mid-State man is suing the city of Mount Juliet for seizing and holding his car for months, even though police admitted he'd broken no laws. The American Civil Liberties Union filed the federal suit yesterday in Nashville on behalf of disabled Vietnam veteran Louis C. Kane. Back in September, Mr. Kane woke to find detectives with the Mount Juliet Police Department standing over his bed. They'd entered his home without a warrant, looking to arrest Mr. Kane's son on drug charges. The officers confiscated Mr. Kane's car, saying the son had used it while selling cocaine. Such so-called civil forfeitures are routine nationwide. The law does allow police to seize cash and property without a conviction if they believe it was used to commit a crime. To get property returned, owners have to go to court to prove the items were not involved. ACLU's Hetty Weinberg says that process gets expensive.
Many innocent property owners choose not even to contest forfeitures because the costs of taking time off from work, hiring a lawyer to challenge the forfeiture, often exceeds the value of the property.
Weinberg says the ACLU has been working with Tennessee lawmakers for years to revise the state's forfeiture laws. She says there have been incremental improvements, but contends more needs to be done.
Property should not be seized unless, at a minimum, there's arrest, but really until there's a conviction.
In a statement sent to WMOT, Mount Juliet police admit seizing the car was a mistake, but offer no apology. Mike Osborne, WMOT Roots Radio News.